A Royal Valley locker room chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you. We're now joined by Royal Valley boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown, as it's presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Royal Valley playing a thrilling game on Tuesday at home, but coming up on the short end against a very good Perry Lecompton team. The game goes right down to the wire, 57 all, but Perry wins it with a last-second three at the buzzer. Coach, let's talk about it a little bit. Kind of take us to that game, the ebbs and flows of it. What led to that final possession and ultimately Perry coming away with a win?
Yeah, you know, we started off a little slower than we would have liked and had to kind of battle back, but we certainly did in the second quarter, battled back and had it a one-point game at half. And, you know, I thought we defended well through stretches of the second half, but late in the game there, it kind of was just a back-and-forth thing where, you know, they had guys making plays, but then so did we. We were down six and were able to make a couple shots and force a couple turnovers, and then they missed the front end of one-on-one. We were able to tie it up, and then, you know, they did a great job getting a good timeout there, and there was about 20 seconds left, and they make sure they shot the last shot, you know, with it being a tie game. So I thought we did a good job guarding them. Cam there did a great job of creating a little bit of space. He's 6'4", can jump really high. 6'5", can jump really high, so he doesn't need much space. So create a little space and knock one down. So that's how it goes. But certainly our guys competed their butts off and gave him a really good game.
How about Daniel Coleman with 30? What'd you like about his game?
Oh, it was awesome, man. He, you know, he's shown flashes of this for years, going back to even his sophomore year, getting a little bit of varsity time as a sophomore and then last year as a junior. So we knew he could score. He struggled shooting the ball this year, but he had it going. And like I said, you know, when I talked about making plays late, you know, quite frankly, a lot of them were him. He just stepped up and made every shot to give us a chance. He made a tough pull-up shot to tie it there. And then unfortunately, you know, they made an even tougher one to win it. So he did everything he could have done to give us a chance. And you know, our other two seniors did too. Preston and Trayson both, man, played great games. So hopefully next time we play him, we get a little more help scoring-wise from everybody else. But we know, hopefully have the confidence that, hey, we can put it in if we need to.
Well, you certainly could see him down the road in Substate. You're in the Perry Lecompton Substate in Class 3A, and, you know, just kind of looking at the updated standings and where things are out right now, this is, you could argue, maybe the best Substate top to bottom in Class 3A. Bishop Ward at the top, 14-2. Perry right there, 13-3. You got Heritage Christian sitting there at 12-4. Moore Hill Mount Academy is an 11-win team. And then you guys sitting right in the middle of it with Rossville, Jeff West, and Silver Lake kind of towards the bottom. Just kind of the overall takeaway and the strength that lies with this 3A Substate.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I think it is the deepest Substate. I like to think we're pretty good, and we're going to be the 5 seed, you know, and you're looking at your top 1, 2, 3, and 4 most likely having, you know, 5 or less losses probably by the time it all shakes up. So certainly it's a deep competitive Substate, and, you know, you just got to go play it one game at a time. You know, I think we've shown that we should be able to compete, but, you know, you gotta do the little things late in those postseason games, and hopefully we'll put ourselves in a good chance. But yeah, you know, we know Perry's really good, and then you've got the three, you know, Atchison and Kansas City private schools there that don't know quite as much about, but every time I get a glimpse of any of them on film, they're pretty dang good too, and they certainly racked up a lot of wins. So, we know it'll be competitive, and the good news is if you can find a way to win a couple games and come out of that, you know, your confidence has to be sky high, and you have to know you have a chance to go to Hutch. Whoever wins this has a chance to go to Hutch and win games down there, too.
You get a chance to step out of Big 7 league play here on Friday. You get a very good opponent in Baldwin, who sits here at 13-3 and one of the best teams in 4A right now. So, you know, it's tough in, night out in the Big 7. Well, you finally get a chance to step out, and you get a 13-win Baldwin team right now. What stands out about them? How much prep have you done? Strengths there and the challenges that lie on Friday?
Yeah, what a reward we have, right, for getting rid of our tough league schedule just to go play one of the best teams in 4A here. So certainly they're tough, and they have, you know, we've played some incredible guards this year, and I'm pretty sure Baldwin has the best guard we'll see. Caleb Carr is just a stud point guard, going to go play a ball at college. He's their all-time leading scorer, so he's really good. And then he's got a little brother who's really good. So great guard play. Athletic, not overly big, but athletic at their big, so 6'3", 6'4", and athletic. And, yeah, they're going to present challenges all over the floor. We're going to have to defend well. And then, you know, sort of like we saw last night, you know, at some point it's less about you know, getting a stop and more about matching the bucket, you know, and that's what we did last night to keep ourselves in it late. And we'll certainly have to score the ball Friday to give ourselves a chance against them, because they are really, really good with great guard play.
Royal Valley Boys basketball coach Chris Brown joining us off the 3-point defeat at the hands of Perry on a Tuesday, a tough one. A 13-3 Baldwin squad lies ahead coming into town on Friday night. A non-league tilt, as that is the down again to the final four games here in the regular season. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Baldwin Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.